Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
And today we're discussing somebody who became pretty famous last year. She was on the news a great deal over the course, particularly of the sort of middle and the end of the year and all the things she was doing.
Okay.
And her name is Greta, I think it's Thunberg, is how we're going to say it. And she did a great deal of stuff for climate change. What did we do for fighting against the effects of climate change, Mike? How do we do things to protect the planet?
I haven't killed an elephant in years.
Good on you.
I've stopped killing penguins.
Right. I don't cut down as many trees as I used to.
You don't cut down as many. You used to be a terrible tree cutter. 4 or 5 a day, I remember. No, of course.
More seriously.
Let's see. I have my own water bottle.
Same. Yeah.
I carry a bag around with me.
Okay, I do. And I have a coffee cup.
Have a metal straw.
Okay, yep. Got one of them.
So I'm doing that. I try to recycle. I get upset because maybe someone out there can tell me why. In New Taipei City, where I live, they don't recycle plastic.
What?
They don't recycle plastic bags.
Okay.
I should say hard plastic bottles, yes, but when I first moved there, they did, and then they stopped. And I'm still upset about this. I've asked a few people, and I can't get an answer why. So I try to, you know, I try to lobby. I try to, you know, get people to think or change their policies and stuff. But there are all those little things that we can do. I don't drive much.
No, I try to make sure I never get, like, takeaway disposable spoons and chopsticks when I get food from places.
Taken a plane in a long time. We're learning that air travel is particularly bad for the environment, and actually Greta Thunberg had a sort of a decision on that too, which was
good
very
point.
Interesting.
So let's read about Greta and what she's done and the kind of things she's still trying to do in the world by reading through today's article. Reading.
Greta Thunberg gets the world's attention on climate change. One day a couple of summers ago, a teenage girl in Sweden skipped school. Instead of getting in trouble, she started a global movement and got invited to speak to the U.S. government. On that day in 2018, Greta Thunberg sat in front of the Swedish government's parliament house. She returned there every school day for 3 weeks on strike for climate change. Soon after, millions of students around the world began following her lead. She is now the face of these climate change protests, which continue to occur in many other countries. World leaders cannot ignore her as she criticizes them on their failings. She encourages everyone to avoid flying and not eat meat, two major sources of harmful gases. When she addressed politicians in the U.S. last year, she got there on a sailboat. Greta's unreserved approach has helped alert the world to our state of crisis. On top of that, she's also a role model for other teens. Young people can learn from her about courage and how to speak up without being afraid.
All right, so the article for today begins by setting the scene and kind of also giving us the beginning of this very interesting story about young Greta Thunberg. It says, one day, a couple of summers ago, a teenage girl in Sweden skipped school. Okay, that probably happens almost every day in Sweden.
Or somewhere.
Somewhere, a teenage girl, teenage boy, a young student basically wakes up and goes, I don't want to go to school today. They skip school. Maybe it's near the end of the year, their exams are over, maybe they don't have a lot to do, maybe they're just being really naughty, and they decide not to go to school. Often when kids skip school, they go down to the shopping mall, go to the movie theater, go to the amusement park, stay in bed, play video games.
Yep.
It's not good, but it does happen. Basically, if you skip something, you should be there. Other people are there. It's going on right now, but you decide not to go, and it's kind of a naughty, wrong, illegal thing to do.
Yeah, we don't mean you're not going to school because you feel sick or it's an emergency.
Nope.
You're kind of choosing to go, no, I don't fancy this today.
Mm-hmm.
I will not go. And I have to wonder, considering that she ended up on TV, do you think her teacher ever watched the TV and go, oh, you said you were sick, but you're on TV doing all this stuff. You
I think
are in a great deal of trouble, young lady.
If you skip school and you end up being invited to speak at the United Nations, they probably count that as a sick day.
Okay, they let it go. Yeah. Well, as we see in the article, instead of getting in trouble, she started a global movement and got invited to speak to the US government. So, as we said, she did some pretty impressive stuff. Before we get into that, let's look at the phrase instead of. We use the phrase instead of to show that something didn't happen and something else did happen. And when we put instead of at the start of a sentence, there are always two clauses that follow it. The first clause is the one thing that didn't happen or come true. So we could say, when the rain started, instead of stopping the game, the players carried on playing. So that second clause shows the other thing that did actually happen. Now we can also use instead of later in a sentence. And when we do that, the thing that did happen comes before and the thing that didn't happen follows. For example, when the rain started, the players carried on playing instead of stopping the game. We use instead of to kind of show a contrast between an expected result and what actually happens. And we can also use instead of with just simple nouns to show that someone is making a choice between two things. And maybe the choice is either something that's unexpected or not typical. It's not usual for them. For example, this morning, Angela had coffee instead of tea. Maybe we guess she normally has tea, but she decided to have coffee this morning instead for whatever reason. So we're saying instead of getting in trouble, meaning Greta didn't get in trouble, she started a global movement and got invited to speak to the US government. But going back to a couple of summers ago, what happened then?
Well, it says on that day in 2018, that day she decided to skip school. She did not go down to the shopping mall to see the latest Avengers movie. It says on that day in 2018, Greta Thunberg sat in front of the Swedish government's parliament house. She went down to start her own one woman, one young woman, one girl,
yeah,
one person, political protest. Yeah, this is not staying at home so she can, you know, finish the next level in her favorite video game. This is, I see a problem in the world and I myself, all alone, am going to do something about it. And then we also read the Swedish Parliament House is located in Stockholm, which makes sense because that's the capital of the Northern European country of Sweden. So she went to Stockholm and she sat down in front of the Parliament House, kind of like the Lifa UN, where all the top national politicians would work, and also where people would go for political protests.
And it wasn't just that one day. We see in the article she returned there every school day for 3 weeks, and it describes her as on strike for climate change. So she didn't just skip school one day, she skipped school for 3 whole weeks. But she was doing it for a good reason, and she was on strike. A strike, this is a noun. If you're on strike, you are refusing to work as a form of protest. So a strike is usually when a lot of people all together refuse to work to protest about something. For example, schools will be closed next week because of a teacher's strike. The teachers are on strike. They're refusing to work, maybe because they are unhappy with the conditions of their work. They think they deserve higher pay. They want the rules to be changed in some way. And they're basically saying, we're not going to work until you listen to our argument, you listen to our demands, and you give us what we're asking for. It's a pretty strong way of making a change you believe is necessary, because you're sort of forcing somebody to do what you want or accept the consequences of there being no teachers in this case. So on strike means a strike is taking place, and we can also use the word strike as a verb. For example, the teachers are going to strike for better pay.
And it says soon after, she got in big trouble.
No!
Soon after, millions of students around the world began following her lead. Basically, she inspired millions of other young people. If someone is following your lead, they're doing what you're doing. You're the leader, and they're like, I like that. I want to do that too. I'm going to copy that person, or, you know, listen to what they want me to do, or basically just sort of idolize them or emulate them. in some kind of way. So a lot of other kids heard about it on the news, read about it on the internet, wherever, and they thought, what a great idea, what a brave young woman, but we're going to join her because what she's doing, we totally believe in. What she's saying, we totally agree with, and what she wants to change, we also want to change. So she inspired all of these other people and maybe got in a little trouble.
Yep, but we see she is now the face of these climate change protests, which continue to occur in many other countries. So not just in Sweden, around the world. If you're the face of something, you're kind of like the public image of that thing. You know, you're maybe you are the leader, but you're certainly the kind of public representative of this particular group or activity. And here she's the face of protests. A protest is an organized activity where people get together to show their unhappy with a situation and they want it to be changed. And they also want their unhappiness to be recognized. They want people, the world in general, their own governments to be aware that they're not pleased with the situation as it is. And they want something to be done about it because they believe it's wrong, it's bad, it's just not good enough. And so she's kind of people saying, yeah, she's kind of like the leader. She's the one who started it. She's the one whose example we're all following.
There you go. And as people protest, as more and more people come out, or as the protests go on longer and longer, intelligent governments that actually want to listen to their people and do good in their people's lives will listen to those protests, and they'll maybe change some of their plans or policies. It can be a very effective way, as long as the governments are being responsible and doing what they should do as proper leaders. It also says world leaders cannot ignore her, as she criticizes them on their failings. She has this amazing ability to be very, very clear about what she wants and very clear about who is to blame. And she, you know, she's not being paid by anyone. She doesn't work for anyone. She just wants to have a future where she, as a mom or even a grandmother in the future, will still have a clean environment to live in. It's not a really big thing she's asking for. So of course this leads her to criticize many leaders and many big companies as well, because a lot of them are not doing anything to help the climate. In fact, they're doing a lot to hurt it in many cases. To criticize is basically to point out the faults, point out the problems, point out the areas where something is not as good as it should be. It can be done in a very helpful, useful way. We call that constructive criticism, right? Criticism is the noun. If someone says, hey, you did a really good job, but if you want to do even better, you should fix this, you could change that. That kind of thing is a good kind of criticism because it helps people. That's what a good coach would do to a player or a team or a teacher or something like that. If you say, you're terrible, you're stupid, this is the worst thing ever, well, that's to criticize too, but that's not helpful. You're just, you know, sort of pushing the person down and not helping them do better in the future. So there are different ways to criticize, but basically we're pointing out things that we think could be better, things that we think are a problem, and how maybe the problem can be fixed. For example, Valerie got angry when her boyfriend started criticizing her new hairstyle. I guess he was doing it in a kind of unkind way.
I expect so. So she's also telling people what they can do to help stop climate change. The article says she encourages everyone to avoid flying and not eat meat, two major sources of harmful gases. So major is an adjective meaning big or important. It's one of the main ones. It's kind of larger than other, in this case, sources. So we could say Chinese New Year is a major holiday in Taiwan. It's the biggest one. It's the main one. It's the most important one.
And something that is harmful is something that does harm. It damages things. It's sort of a bad thing in terms of how other things are treated or the condition of other things. All right. So that can be harmful. Something can be harmful for you to do in all sorts of ways. In our example sentence, we have one example. Smoking is harmful to your health. Absolutely. Staying up too late will be harmful to you if you have a big test tomorrow. Crossing the street without looking could be very harmful because you might not see the car that's going to come and hit you or something like that. So if something's harmful, it's bad, it's going to cause problems, and it probably should be avoided or fixed.
However, we also see in the article that Greta Thunberg doesn't just tell people to do these things. She does them herself. Mm-hmm. We see when she addressed politicians in the U.S. last year, she got there on a sailboat. Okay, mm-hmm. So she didn't fly to the States. She sailed there, which is pretty cool.
Took her about 3 weeks.
Mm. So here we're using the word address as a verb.
Yeah, to address in this way, we're not talking about your home address or address, you know, the street name and the street number where your house is to be found. Here we're using it as a verb, and that means to basically to give a speech, to speak to people, to address a crowd, to address a group of people, to address a meeting is probably you're standing up, everyone else is sitting there silently listening to you, and you talk about them about something interesting or important or something like that.
Yep, and we see that Greta Thunberg got to the US on a sailboat, which is a boat that moves with the help of a sail. So a large sheet that catches the wind and uses the power and motion of the wind to push the boat, usually in the right direction of the wind. So you can't always control the wind, so it's harder than using like an electrically powered boat or another boat like that. But it is definitely a lot better for the environment.
True, but a lot slower. We do have to point that out.
Yeah.
And she did get seasick on the way.
I don't blame her.
Which is probably normal for someone who doesn't spend a lot of time on a sailboat. Anyways, Greta's unreserved approach has helped alert the world to our state of crisis. Absolutely. Yeah, that's what a lot of people have really noticed and admired about her. She has this unreserved approach. As I said, she speaks to politicians and other powerful people with great confidence. She looks them in the eye. She says that they've done a terrible job. They've let the younger generation down, and they need to do much better today, not in 10 years, but starting right now. And she's very honest and unreserved. If you're unreserved, yeah, you say what you think. You're not like, well, I think I don't want to hurt your feelings, but if you ask me, no, you're saying, this is what I think, this is what I don't like, this is what I want, that kind of thing. So you can't say that I don't really know what Greta Thunberg wants. She's sort of confusing with her language. No, she's not confusing. She's unreserved. She's open. She's very honest. And this is her approach. And yeah, it has sort of upset some people, but it's also made a lot of other people really admire her. And it's helped alert the world to the problem.
Exactly. Now, when we describe approach in this way, it's a noun. Approach is a noun, and it's the way of doing something or the way of thinking about something. It's your method. It's the way you do things. So if, for example, we were trying to convince our boss of something, we'd want to take an approach that would make him listen to us. You know, we'd maybe say nice things first and then, or show the advantages of a situation when you're suggesting something and saying, do this way because it will benefit us. That's a good approach rather than just saying, do this, your ideas are wrong, do what I say. That's an approach that may not work. Here's another example. I don't think kicking the door will get it open. You should try a different approach. So do it a different way. Get through that door, open that door in a different way.
Mm-hmm. And to alert someone is basically to make them aware or to bring their attention to something important, possibly something dangerous, something that could hurt them, but certainly something they don't want to miss. They don't want to not get this news. So we're going to alert you to the fact that tomorrow's a typhoon. We will alert you to the fact that, we're expecting a problem in the building later on today. The power could go off, and we want you to know that so you can turn off your computer and make sure you're not in the bathroom when the lights go off and you get lost and stuck or something like that. So when we alert people, there's something important and some information that's important, and they really should know it or something bad could happen.
Yep, and that bad thing would be a crisis. A crisis is a very risky, a dangerous situation. It's like a problem, but a huge problem, an enormous problem. Like, it's affecting many people, it's affecting many different areas of life, and it's such a big problem that if nothing is done about it, it will be extremely serious in its consequences for many, many people. For example, we could say the health crisis began when 4 people got sick with bird flu, and from the word crisis, we know that this got a lot worse, and soon hundreds or thousands of people got sick with bird flu, and it was affecting so many people. It's not just a problem or a small difficulty, it's a big fat crisis.
It's true, and that's why even today when someone gets sick with bird flu in Taiwan or even nearby, we do get alerted to that.
Yeah.
Right? The news will alert us to that so you can change your travel plans or bring a mask with you or something like that. Back to Greta Thunberg. So yes, she's done a great job of alerting the world to the state of our crisis. Our environment is in trouble. It needs help. It's sick. It's getting worse. And we have to do something about it. But on top of that, she's also a role model for other teens. So beyond her work on the environmental crisis, on top of that, in addition to, we could say, as well as being a great spokesperson for the environment, she's also been a great role model for other young people, showing that, you know, young people, if you're determined and strong and think carefully about what you're saying and how you're saying it, you will force powerful old men, powerful people like that, presidents and company leaders, you will force them to listen to you because they should, but it's often very easy for them to just ignore you and say, oh, thank you, young person. Now go off and go to school and we'll talk later. You know, she didn't stand for that. She wants them to listen to her because she's got something to say.
Yep. And other teens can follow her example. The article finishes by saying young people can learn from her about courage and how to speak up without being afraid. To speak up could mean speak more loudly, but here we're using it to mean to talk about something in public or a way where your words will be heard and could affect something. Generally, when we say speak up about something, it implies the meaning of saying something you might have been too shy or afraid to say, but you're going, no, I'm not sure if I should say that. No, I'm going to speak up. I'm going to say what I feel. I'm going to say what I think about this subject. Well, that brings us to the end of the article, so we're now going to go to our For You chat question.
For You chat.
So the chat question for today is, who are your role models? What positive messages do they teach? Okay, well, I would say one of mine is my father.
Oh, okay.
He's a doctor, but he always kind of taught the lesson of, like, do things to help other people. Kind of like, other people are more important than your own needs. That's the way he kind of is a doctor. Mm-hmm. And as I used to kind of work for him in his clinic, I saw firsthand how that sort of went ahead. So I got the feeling from him that, yeah, always try and do things that benefit not yourself, but others.
That's a good person to have as a role model, too, because you can actually meet him.
Yes, yeah, go back and learn from him.
Right. If I said that my role model was Neil Armstrong, the first man on the moon, well, I'll never meet him.
No. So. I guess now I'm a father myself, I can mm-hmm. think, well, how did my dad raise me? So I can sort of take lessons from him and be a role model to my own son, hopefully in the same way.
There you go, an exact definition of a role model.
Okay, well, that brings us to the end of the article. Thanks for listening, everybody, for English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
Talk to you again next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Greta Thunberg gets the world's attention on climate change. One day a couple of summers ago, a teenage girl in Sweden skipped school. Instead of getting in trouble, she started a global movement and got invited to speak to the U.S. government. On that day in 2018, Greta Thunberg sat in front of the Swedish government's parliament house. She returned there every school day for 3 weeks on strike for climate change. Soon after, millions of students around the world began following her lead. She is now the face of these climate change protests, which continue to occur in many other countries. World leaders cannot ignore her as she criticizes them on their failings. She encourages everyone to avoid flying and not eat meat, two major sources of harmful gases. When she addressed politicians in the U.S. last year, she got there on a sailboat. Greta's unreserved approach has helped alert the world to our state of crisis. On top of that, she's also a role model for other teens. Young people can learn from her about courage and how to speak up without being afraid.
Vocabulary review.
Strike. The workers went on strike and did not go back to work until the boss raised their monthly pay. Criticize. Many people criticized the mayor when he was caught lying to reporters. Major. Two typhoons are heading toward Taiwan. One of them is a major typhoon that might cause some damage. Harmful. Eating too much butter, sugar, and oil can be harmful to your health. Approach. We could make this problem much worse if we don't take a careful approach to find a solution. Crisis. The couple could not pay their rent or find a new place to live, so they asked their parents for help during this crisis.
智慧小补帖.
Protest. Sailboat. Unreserved. Alert.